Lord, thank you again for your wondrous grace, your mercy. In Jesus' name, as we come and we gather, Lord, and just in expectation of more of your love and more of your truth. Lord, this grace that you've given, Lord God, how you have strengthened, Lord, because of your mercy, that it's not made vain. Lord, thank you for these vessels, God, the vessels of mercy, and we rejoice. We thank you, God, that we've been made the vessels of mercy. We've been made exactly what you want, exactly what you desire. Lord, giving us the exact extreme opposite, Lord God. Oh, the riches of your glory. And Lord, let it just pour forth this morning. Lord, let us realize that, God, it's all by faith. It's all by faith. It's all by faith. And Lord, pour your truth out. God, quicken us to believe. Lord, let us not be hesitant. Let us move into that and occupy, God, the promises. And yea, those deep and precious promises. Yes, the very better thing. Let us move on in and not hesitate one bit anymore. Lord, it's time. You're gathering up that rib portion. She's about to go. God forbid there'd be a life that has heard this precious, beautiful truth, the desire of your heart, that you'll want them. You'll want them for your bride. Let them know, Lord God, it's them. It's each and every one of us that you want and you desire. We give you the praise for that beautiful love, that love wherewith we are loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4 today, I rejoice, and every time we come in, we see more and more of what God is doing. He is doing such a marvelous, precious, special work, because that's what he does. And I thank the Lord. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We give him all the praise. We give him the rejoicing. And I thank God that he has encouraged our heart, that we do follow Paul in here. We follow Paul as he followed Christ. We don't veer off of that. There is but one gospel. There is no other gospel, praise God. If there was any other gospel preached in here, let me or him or her be accursed. It is that gospel and only that gospel that wins the prize, the beautiful bridegroom, the Lamb of God. And in every way, I think about this past year especially, the grace and the glory of the Lord in this meeting is increasing. And I thank the Lord has been increasing at an increasing rate. Praise God. And I thank the Lord, the evidence of that and where that increase always is, it's in his vessels. Thank you, Jesus. And we know it's the grace of God that's with us and the grace of God that is working and alive in us. Amen. And I thank God that is what he is after. And as we move into this and we see with enlightened eyes of understanding, we cannot describe the thankfulness in our hearts. Words escape us. I love visiting with you, and we visit and we almost get frustrated. I can't describe my thankfulness. I can't describe my thankfulness for each and every life in here today. What you've taken. You're the desire of very God, of very God. He's in love with you and you know it. And the mercy and the passion, God, that you've built in our lives that's pouring back to him. That's what he's after. Just the thankfulness to him. That wondrous, beautiful, golden altar of incense. The beautiful burning of that thankfulness to him. Praise God for what you've caused us to see. Now that is joy unspeakable and full of glory feasting. Feasting. Not just seeing it from afar off. Oh no. I got my seat at the table. Praise be to God. And we all got the best seat in the house. It's right next to him. Don't know how he does it, but he just does. He gathers us in. I thank the Lord that we're here together. But here again at the same time, you're alone with him. And I just rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. But he's brought us back here this morning. And it's not just me. He brings us back because this is his work in the body. Every increase comes from the head. Amen. There's a supplying that goes on in here. And it's the truth and it's reality. If you're not seeing it, I encourage you. It's time to move in. You don't have much more time. You just have to believe. You have to quit thinking. You have to quit contemplating. You need to believe God. You've heard this word. You know it. And it's not because somebody else does. It's because God's speaking to you. He does. You're his sheep. His sheep know his voice. You hear his voice. You know his voice. The thing is just ask him, Lord, let my ear tune in to you. Amen. That life of Christ needs to reign in each and every one of us. It's the only thing that'll hold you back. You'll never be able to blame anybody else but you. And by the grace of God, you have to understand one thing happened to every one of us the moment that we accepted Christ as Savior. We died. That life died. That life is dead. I just baptized sweet man over here yesterday, precious man, but just encouraging him, praise be to God, not from the baptism, but from the faith that took him to the tank, praise God, to express to everybody that he had died with Christ and was risen with Christ. And praise be to God, all things have been made new. Isn't that marvelous? And now the life that I live, he lives, praise be to God, and you live as a child of God, is not your life anymore. There's one life. Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It's this word. 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 It's this word that is your life. There is nothing but the word of God that is the life of a Christian. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you feel. If you're born of God, you're born of him. And he lives in you. And your life operates but one way, by faith. And that faith comes one way, by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'll tell you what, I'm so thankful he came to give life and came to give life more abundantly. And I am thankful that there is an abundance of life that is coming forth in this place because we are believing the word of God. It is the most holy faith. It's by the Holy Ghost. He sets us apart. He increases that. We pray in the Holy Ghost. You lift up hands. You lift up your voice. You thank him. You praise him. You rejoice in him because by the grace of God, he's building the glory in you that you will give to him someday as those 24 elders, all of those Old Testament worthies of faith, sit around that precious throne with crowns on their head and say, oh, worthy is he. Praise be to God. He is receiving his glory. That is what is going on in here. And I thank the Lord, it's because the word of his grace. And that is exactly where he's brought us, is right here to verse 15. Here it is. Speaking the truth in love. Speaking, professing, rejoicing. Our fellowship is the truth. In love, may grow up into him in all things. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things. And that's what he just so spoke to my heart this week. Son, this is why. This is it. This is the evidence of what I want because by my grace, and it is his grace, we are speaking truth in love. And the amazing grace in this encouragement here to think that his desire and his calling for our life is to grow up into him. Grow up into him because, see, he lives in you. And we are of his body. So think of all of the growing up into him we get. It's infinite. It's all the fullness of God, isn't it? It's Christ in us. It's us in Christ. Thanks be to God. And by speaking truth in love, and as you said, brethren, I'm so thankful to God, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, and salvation with eternal glory. Salvation with eternal glory. Not just salvation, but salvation with eternal glory. To be his glory, to be the glory descending from heaven, and the bride descending from heaven having the glory of God. My body can't get the capacity of what it needs today. I'll tell you, I got to ask him, because it's coming fast. But I'll tell you this. What it is it's amazing grace that we are called to grow up into him in all things. All things. It's beyond comprehension. But that is him that does exceeding abundantly, above all we ask or think. And this isn't talking about natural man. This is talking about the sons of God. And this is always in our life. He that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That should take your faith on and 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 on to more heights all the time. Because even with what he's allowed you to see and to know, it's even more. It's even more of that wondrous truth. It's all there as we go into the capacity of all the fullness of God. And to be filled with all the fullness of God. Think of that. That's his will. How full is God? You're just sitting there going, what does that even mean? Well, it means believe it and be filled with all the fullness of God. Because he put his son's life in you. And that's all of God. All of him is right there in his son that he put in you. And he said that you'd be filled with all the fullness of him. That's growing up into him in all things, isn't it? Amen. And how did it happen? Because you speak truth in love. Truth in love. See, this is this thought of us preaching, not just truth. Not just truth, but truth in love. That's the power. That's the power. That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who takes the love of Christ and sheds it abroad in your heart. You're feeling cold. You don't feel, and I hate to use the word feel, but it's what it is. God gives us that. But you might even just be cold. You don't need to be cold. By the grace of God, the love of God, you can't help it. How many times did we hear it for decades in this place? You can't help but love everybody. You just love. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how mad I want to be or how irritated I am or how much I didn't like what just happened to me or what somebody treated me. It doesn't matter. The love of Christ breaks through. That was the same love that put Jesus on the cross. The same love that he stretched out his hands and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. It's that love that we have, and there is no limit on that love. There isn't. And I thank the Lord for it. Praise be to God. It doesn't even matter what's going on. But that love always is the healing. That love is always the power, praise the Lord, that takes us on with him. Causes us to be vessels that are spiritual, that restore one another. We don't want to see anybody by the wayside. We're not comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. I thank God I don't see any rocks in here anymore. God forbid we'd ever even want to turn to pick up a stone to throw. God, I'm thankful I've been made so weak I couldn't even pick one up anyways. And that's the weakness I want to stay in by the grace of God. I just want to love you, and I want to love you in the truth. I want to encourage you, praise be to God, and how much we are loved with this great love from Jesus Christ. Now, so here we are, the thought of us preaching not just truth, but truth in love, that we would grow up, that we would grow up into the measure of him. That we would grow up into the stature of him. That we would grow up into the fullness of him. That's Ephesians. Everything about Ephesians brings everything to a pinnacle. As we heard again here so many times, it's the high watermark of the Word of God. And what it is it's the fullness, the full maturity, the full growth of the love of Christ in us for one another. And that's it. It's the bridal love, praise God, for the head and the body. There's no difference. There's no difference. There isn't. And that's why we dwell and we settle down in marriage together. And it's the marriage truth of the Lamb of God. That is our rejoicing. I understand we see bodies here, we see lives and all of these different things that everybody does. But I'm telling you what, brothers and sisters, there's a work going on and we know it. Praise God. And there is going to be a moment in a twinkling of an eye. There's going to be the manifestation of the sons of God. And he will make known to all of those that have fully grown up in this love that I have loved thee. And that's about to occur. But then the Lord said, now, honey, I'm going to tell you something. It's even deeper, my son. And the power of the grace that I have bestowed upon us, speaking truth in love, professing truth in love. What is truth? I am, right? I am. Speaking I am in love. It's just simple. I am in love. Truth is I am. Truth, the word, truth, Jesus. Speaking truth in love, speaking I am in love. I thank the Lord. Just, it's him. It's him that he is in love. And that's just it. The grace that we are speaking is overflowing in volumes that the truth is in love with us. I'll take you back to those that have fallen in love, those that might have been engaged at one time, and now maybe you're married, now maybe you aren't, I don't know. But go back to that time that is exactly where you were. What were you thinking about? When you're absolutely, I mean, dumbstruck thumper in love, you're just thinking in love. That's it. You're not even thinking. You have no concept of reality. It's just, and that's a natural passion. But this is exactly with what the Lord, he's always had for us. And as he's revealed this love, and then it becomes our speak, because why? It's not because we try. It's just because we're in love. We're in love with this one that is in love with us so much. And you know how tiresome is that is with people that really don't care. Like a lot of your friends, you fell in love or whatever it was. And, you know, you got your picture out of you're the one you love. And, oh, this is it. Yeah, that's great. You know, let's talk about something else. There wasn't anything else to talk about. And for your time, all of those good friends, you didn't really have the time that much anymore because you're in love. It didn't mean that you didn't love them so much, but you had a first love. And that passion and that desire, as much as you felt maybe badly, that passion and that desire suppressed feeling badly. I just got to be with this one. That's the way the Lord draws us in this love. And see, that is the truth and love that we have with one another. And we are alive, brothers and sisters, in this good pleasure of his will, how much the truth is in love with us. And that is the increase, and that is the fullness. And by the grace of God, may it ever increase till we see Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank the Lord over the years, and I've heard this. Oh, that pastor, all he preaches is love. Thank you. Well, you couldn't give me a greater compliment by the grace of God. And it's the grace of God that is with me. I told you a long time ago, and I wasn't a pastor at that time. They had me go out there to Kansas City and give a message. And there was one of the pastors that was, I guess, looked up to pretty well. And I appreciate anybody who preaches Jesus Christ, and especially those that know the truth. God gave me a message about preaching Paul's gospel. Can you imagine that? And it hasn't changed, has it? Amen? And I thank the Lord for the passion that he gave me as even a young punk. Now I'm an older punk, I guess. I don't know. But I still preach Paul's gospel. There isn't any other gospel. I'm convinced that the word of God is true. So if the Word of God tells me there's no other gospel, there ain't no other gospel. There is not. Not according to the Word of God. And isn't that why we call ourselves Christians? Isn't that why we gather? Is it because of the Word of God, or is it because of, well, this is the way my denomination believes, or this is the way that I grew up believing? If you want to grow up, what did it just say? You speak truth in love. That's it. And I thank the Lord. I preached Paul's gospel, and I was adamant the same way that God has increased that encouragement in my life to preach on with more power and more joy. It's rejoicing. It's not, it isn't, oh, you've got to. No, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to fall in love. You're the most fortunate person in the world. Do you realize that, the grace that hit you? But I thank God I preached that. And that pastor made a beeline over to me after that message. He said, he looked at me and he said, you're just too adamant about Paul's gospel. He said it just like that to me. I looked at him and I grabbed him and I hugged him and I said, oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And he was just shocked because he meant it as an insult. He didn't realize that I learned the Word of God from a pastor whose mother said a couple things to him that weren't truth. And he said, Mom, if you say that again in here, I'm going to throw you out. And it's not, I still got Jess's shoes on. That's the only shoes I got. You know that. Them good shoes, Jesus gave them to me. Got scuffs. They're old, but I got them. And I'm still following my pastor as he followed Paul, as he followed Christ. Amen. And now my pastor's home in glory, praise God. And isn't that marvelous? We just get to follow Paul as he followed Christ. So, here we are. And we're knowing the love of Christ. Because it's Jesus like never before. It's Jesus. If we weren't, then we're not growing. And if you feel like you've grown to the full capacity of whatever you needed to grow to, shame on you. Shame on you. You should be growing every bit until the coming of the moment of the Lord. And I love, as it says there, verse 17 of the third chapter of Ephesians, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, amen, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Not that love would be rooted and grounded in you, but that you and your heart being rooted and grounded in love. Listen to that. This is a love story. Let the words just soak into you. And that's where we're rooted and grounded in. This is what God is bringing forth by His Spirit. And when we're rooted and grounded in love and faith is dwelling in our hearts, what happens? May be able to comprehend with all saints. Isn't that beautiful? The communion and the unity of the faith, the bond of perfectness, the oneness in Him, that we dwell together in this wondrous truth in love doctrine, that we're ready for the marriage. Praise God. I love that. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. What is God? Love. God is love. So we know, just like Brother Derek was saying as we started, and I just laughed thinking, thank you, Jesus. Well, what was he ministering you? What did he tell you? What great things did you see? Love. That's it. That's all you're ever going to see. That's what it is. It's love. It's this passion. It's the thrill of love. And the capacity of that love is so immense, brothers and sisters. It's so incredible. It's the plan of it all. This is the fullness of God is the completion. The fullness of God is the completion of His love in us. It is. The fullness of God is the completion of His love in us. To be the bride for the Lamb of God is the fullness, is the fullness of God and the completion of his love in us. And we're not ashamed of that the Lord is in love with us. I'm not ashamed of that. We're not ashamed of the passion, praise God, of our God. I thank the Lord through all of those stories and bridal types that are very, very intimate. There's a brother that is being enlightened in this, that lives out of town, and I thank God for this enlightenment, the passion coming in his heart and everything. He can't help but tell of it. He's facing some persecution from other brothers and sisters. Oh, that's... I did too. I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is what it is. And if the Lord meant to say it that way, you better read it that way. And you better enjoy it that way. And you better take your dirty self-righteousness and get rid of it, or I'm going to tell you something, you're going to miss that joy. You're going to miss that joy. His great grace for us, my goodness, brothers and sisters, is working so effectually in power and demonstration because the love of God is being shed abroad more and more. And by going deeper by the Spirit into the depth of his love for us, we live the passion and the good pleasure of his will. The speaking of truth in love is readying us. That's what readies you. Did you know that? It doesn't change. The speaking of truth in love is what readies us, brothers and sisters. And it's readying us in increasing fashion that I believe, and I say this, all by the grace of God, we are ready. Oh, you shouldn't say that. Why wouldn't I say that? This is what this gospel does. And I thank the Lord. That was that same encouragement that Paul, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. And I'm seeing the triumph of that statement more and more than any time I've ever seen it. And it should be that way. Paul wasn't saying that the time of his departure was at hand because his head was going to get chopped off. It wasn't the time of my departure is at hand because I know I'm going to die. He knew the time of his departure was at hand because he was ready. He was ready. Don't you think when he was on that ship, there could have been a time? Remember, they all thought they were going to die. Why didn't he? Was the storm that was going to wreck the ship, was that more powerful than the sword that was going to chop his head off? Which one was more definite? It wasn't that at all. The power wasn't in man's hands, and it never was. It was always in the Lord. And Paul was encouraged of heart to say that at that moment because he was ready. How do we know he was ready? He said, because I finished my course. I fought a good fight. I've got my crown. Hallelujah. It's in my hand. I've won. That's why he knew that. Thank you, Lord. Are you doubting by any... By the mercy of the Lord, don't doubt him. Don't doubt what this truth and love is doing in your life and the readiness that is there. Now, I don't know if he's going to come today, but I'm going to tell you something. By his grace, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Be ready now. Don't say, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. I'm doubting the grace of God. I believe in the grace of God to be ready. There's a boldness and a confidence in his grace. In his mercy, in his truth. Paul didn't list and say all those things. Well, it's because I did this and this. He said, man, that only I be found in his righteousness. Let me ask you something. What else do you want to be found in? Do you know that now? Do you know that there's no other rejoicing but the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? Do you know that all there is this praise and rejoicing from this mercy that has given us this gospel, hallelujah, that has us in readied fashion to hear the trumpet blast? I ask you, what do you want to hear this morning? What do you want to hear right now? I want to hear him say, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. That's what I want to hear. Now, let me ask you this. This truth and love, that's the only thing that could get me ready like that. That's the quickening on our hearts, brothers and sisters. It's not, well, I've got to get this done in life, and I've got to get this right in my life, or you know what, I've had this thing that's been going on all my life. Let me tell you something. You know, praise God, that might just be, and I'm believing it. I'm believing Jesus for it. That's the thorn that needed to be there that gets you in the place today to say, thank you, Lord, I get this by faith. I believe your word, and I am ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. And I want to be ready today. I want to be ready if he comes tomorrow. I want to be ready whenever he comes. But I don't want to be caught not ready. And I don't want to be caught in my own humility thinking, oh, you know, I understand completely. Not that I've already attained or already apprehended. I understand the Lord is encouraging in my heart. But he's encouraging in my heart the grace of God that is with me and the effectual working of the grace of God. That hallelujah, Lord Jesus, I know you have promised to me and I am confident in that very thing. That he that has begun a good work in me will perform it till the day. Hallelujah of Jesus Christ. I don't doubt that he's going to marry me. I'm looking at all these married couples out here. What bride came to the altar to marry their husbands? Well, I wonder if he's going to say, I do. You're nuts. You knew he was going to say, I do. He loved you. He proposed to you. He gave you a ring. The Lord proposed to you. He gave you a crown. He's given you that right there. Hallelujah. It is time to say, Lord, thank you. I'm ready. I don't know what moment. I don't know the hour. I don't know the day. But I know one thing. I'm marrying you, Jesus. I'm marrying you, Jesus. Praise God. You are my groom. Hallelujah. You marked me. You circled me out. Before the foundation of the world, you were in love with me. And I know that because you saw me in you. Hallelujah. You saw this. This is your vision. This is your will. This is your purpose. This is your grace. This is your plan. And this is the power of the Holy Ghost that will perform it. Are wings fluttering on your back? Please tell me. I mean, thank you, God. Are your eyes, hallelujah, just enlightened and thanking him? Lord, you've shown me this throne, his brother prayed. It's not just to rule and reign. It's to be his wife. To be his wife, hallelujah, that spouse of him. But his desire is that you rule and reign jointly with him. I see that throne. By the grace of God, we see where we're standing out. I see that lovely, 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 lovely innumerable multitude of palms just waving and waving, singing salvation to our God. And I'm just looking at him going, oh, you are beautiful. And he's looking back at me saying, oh, you're beautiful. And see, it's just this love. All because of this speaking truth in love. There isn't anything more powerful than it. It's everything. We do. We know our place, brothers and sisters. We do. You know the place that you've been called to. You know the seat, praise God, that he has given to you. And you know by faith, praise God, we expect it at any moment to be made sight. Until Jesus come, Lord, help us to speak more and more of this truth and love and to grow on in it, encourage one another in it. That this in love doctrine of Paul, that we love one another, that we love one another as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I see that. That we love one another. That's the marriage that's forever. See, the Lord will give us encouragement as husband and wife, but he's talking about the marriage that is forever. But that we would love one another as Christ loved and gave himself for the church. Hallelujah. That's our love. That's the bridal message. There is no other love but in love, love. There is no other love but first and paramount love. Joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, love. And may we just settle down, amen. Just keep settling down and dwelling together in that love. Amen. Amen. I love the joy of the Lord in you. We know this, don't we? We know this, don't we? Amen? This isn't just some knowledge in our head. We love one another. I thank you for loving me. I mean, I really do. And I know because of the supply and joints of the body, you have helped me to be made ready. Do you realize that? So all the supply is from the head. These fingers can't do this. These legs can't do this unless this mind tells it to do it. I can't even speak without the mind telling me to speak. But I know once this thought, this part of the arm had to raise to get this over here, to get that there, to do this, to point there. Thank you for lifting up my hands. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to have eternity to thank Christ, aren't we? And Christ and one another. All the ministering of the saints in here. So that we just abide till he come. And preach no other gospel till he come. And being ready. And being bold and ready. Brides aren't doubtful. They know whom they've believed. And he is able. And he that is able will do it. He'll do it. Let's pray. Jesus. Yes. And Father, we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, you've freely given us all things in him. And how shall you not freely give us all things? And Lord, here we've rejoiced in them today. Let it be our continuing rejoicing, Lord, your infinite grace, your love, your mercy. Lord, the riches of your glory bestowed upon us. We're just thankful, Lord. We know that it's you that have called, that you that have chosen. We thank you, Lord, for your wondrous foreknowledge, God, that you predestinated us to marry your Son. God, you will be our continual praise, his name forever, and Lord, the bridegroom to come. Father, we just ask you, if it be the will of you, send him and send him soon. This precious word, the word of your grace, hallelujah, your beloved Son, the Lamb, hallelujah, all your rejoicing, the beloved Son in whom you are well pleased. Oh, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost has quickened that life to be alive and looking and longing and loving his appearing. We give you the praise now and forever in Jesus' wonderful, sweet, and blessed, all-powerful name. Amen.